All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And I tell you, Vine, it is so good to have you with us today. You are really shedding a lot of light, and not only shedding light, but what makes it so bright a light is that you're laying it down in a way that we can really grasp what you're sharing with us. I really appreciate that. So you were saying that part of the dilemma is that when the parents want to, you know, they're looking from the outside and they're not seeing what's going on the inside, maybe not even feeling what the children with sickle cell are sometimes feeling. And so maybe the thought is we can hold off on anything major, anything significant when it comes to treatment. And sometimes the child who has sickle cell ends up having a stroke or something else that's major. And then the parent decides, hey, you know what, we better go ahead and do something, even if it is risky, even if it is major. But by that time, whatever damage has been done cannot be reversed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it. And so with we are working on ways to make it easier to get bone marrow transplant. And so the side effects won't be as great. But we're also working on, St. Jude has one of the largest sickle cell programs in the country. We have five labs that are doing laboratory-based research.
Interesting.
On sickle cell disease. And within the last year, one of our labs had a breakthrough that cured sickle cell disease in mice. And I tell people, and the lab people are the most patient people in the world, because you can work on 10 years on something and to get a breakthrough. And this was truly a breakthrough. And translating that into humans is another major step that will take years. But it is something that they are dedicated, that they're working on really hard. And it's called translational research, called taking it from the lab to humans. And you have to be very careful, and you want to go slow. I mean, you never want anything like this to go fast, because you want to make sure it's safe. The main, most important thing is safety for all of our children.
Yes.
And so, but, I mean, five labs that are working on finding ways to cure or improve the quality of life for sickle cell disease.
Any of those have to do with any intense research regarding genome and DNA modification?
Absolutely. That's exactly what most of them are doing. And because this is nowadays, this is sickle cell is a disease that's hereditary, which means it's passed down from parent to child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just give you, just because I have a captive audience, and I love to just give information, but sickle cell trait is basically, it's when you have one gene that we call the normal gene for making blood, and one gene that's abnormal. It has sickle cells. And you can pass either one of those onto your children. And so if you have a child with someone else who has sickle cell trait, and you both pass the bad gene, the S gene, sickle gene, then you have a child with sickle cell disease. And there's a 1 in 4 chance of that happening. Now, one of the things I used to do when I was in the clinical side, I would tell, because, you know, nowadays children get tested in the hospital.
Yes.
When they're born. Mm-hmm. In all states now, they test for sickle cell disease in the hospital. But guess what? You go home within a day. So you don't know the results of the test.
Hmm.
So my job when I was in clinical, part of it was informing families that they had a child with sickle cell disease. That was not the fun part. But so many of the parents didn't even know that they had sickle cell trait. And they were just stunned that they had a child with sickle cell disease. And so one of the things that I really pushed, and St. Jude was so supportive in educating people about sickle cell trait, getting tested for sickle cell trait, because knowledge is power.
Yes, ma'am.
And so everybody, if you don't know whether, and I don't care if you're of childbearing age or not, because if remember, it's hereditary. Mm-hmm. So if you're a grandparent, if you have it, you could have passed it down to your child, and their child could pass it down to their child. So it's so important to know whether you have sickle cell trait. And most of the time, people with sickle cell trait will not have medical problems. There are a few instances where a person with trait can have problems, but most of the time, people with sickle cell trait won't.
Now, Yvonne, you're talking with us about the sickle cell trait, and you said that generally what's happening is you have a person with one normal gene and the other gene is sickled, it's abnormal. And it these two converse and make this sickle cell trait. Talk with us about the sickled cell. Are we talking about the actual shape of the cell? Which cell is this? Is it the red blood cell? Is it the white blood cell? And if it is the shape or some other and or other characteristics of the cell that make it different, abnormal, how and why does that actually have a negative impact on the body and on the person's health?
Well, what happens is a person with sickle cell disease has only what we call S genes. That's sickle cell anemia. And there are different types of sickle cell disease, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But for sickle cell anemia, what happens is the sickle cell is in the hemoglobin. It's inside of the red blood cell. It's in the hemoglobin part. Mm-hmm. And the red blood cell is made mostly of hemoglobin.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens, just think about what the red blood cells does. The main purpose of it is to deliver oxygen through our body.
Mm-hmm.
It delivers oxygen and disposes away. It's a transport system. And when I tell people, if I locked down the room and took all the oxygen out, we would die. Everybody knows that. But the reason we would die is because the inside of our body needs that oxygen to live. Every part of our body needs oxygen. So the red blood cells come up through the lungs. We breathe in oxygen through our lungs. Our red blood cells grab that oxygen. Our heart pumps it out, and the blood delivers it to every part of the body. And so think of something that affects the red blood cells will affect every single part of your body. Because
yes, ma'am.
It goes to your toes, to your fingers, to your brain, to your organs, every single part. So if you have something, a disease that affects your red blood cells, it affects every part of your body. So with normal red blood cells, I tell people, think of a sponge. And some of our vessels are really, really big. And some of us, think of the ones in the eye. They're really, really small. So our red blood cells have to be flexible and able to twist and turn to get through those small vessels, and they're made like that. But what happens with sickle cells is you breathe the oxygen in from your lungs, your red blood cells grab that oxygen, heart pumps it up, but when it gives that oxygen up, it goes from looking like a regular, the normal shape is like a donut without the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Goes from looking at that shape to looking like a banana shape. And for those of you who know what a sickle is, it got its name because it looks like a sickle, which was a tool to cut wheat.
Yep.
And basically, when the researcher looked under the microscope, he said, hey, that looks like a sickle. And that's how sickle cell got its name, sickle cell disease. So what happens, it goes from that nice round shape to that banana or sickle shape. Now, that shape, that blood cell is hard, it's rigid, it's pointy. It's sticky, so it does damage because it scratches the vessel walls. It does damage because it can't carry oxygen. It does damage because it's sticky, so it grabs the other cells, red blood cells, and say, hey, come play with me. And so it slows down the delivery of oxygen. And in the microvessels, if you don't get oxygen, they start dying. Now, that's okay because we have many collateral blood vessels, but over a period of time, it's not okay. And if it happens in areas like the brain, it can cause a stroke. If it happens, if it damages your bones, it can cause bone damage. It can cause pain because it's very painful if you don't get oxygen to parts of the body that you need. So it can damage all organs of the body and cause pain in other parts of the body. So it's really a severe disease, and it's not a disease that, it's a disease that progresses over time. And so I tell people, think of it like high blood pressure. Sometimes people with high blood pressure have really, really severe disease, and sometimes they don't. Well, with sickle cell disease, it's the exact same thing. You have really severe cases. 1 in 10 children will have a stroke. We're working on finding out why the other 9 children don't, why that one person has the stroke.
And like you were saying a little earlier, we don't want to assume that just because of what we see from the outside, that everything's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Yvonne Carroll, registered nurse and lawyer, is our guest. She's speaking with us from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The focus right now is on sickle cell. We'll be right back.